Yes, please.
Thank you, Chuck, for the presentation. I've got just a couple of questions. Am I understanding right that the scenario of the potential 26 sales tax measure is not included in any of these?
Oh, no, that.
Yeah. Do you anticipate creating one of those scenarios so we have a sense of what that would look like?
So I think there's another step. This is just 2 years. So this gets us through June of 26.
Okay.
Sales tax would be December or November of 26. So you really need a five-year plan, and I want to fine-tune these numbers and put together the five-year plan.
Okay.
And I will bring one with the sales tax, and then, of course, one without the sales tax.
Right, yeah.
No one with that. So I'll bring both of them.
So that's what's coming. Okay. So, you know, we heard from public comments today about the bus stops and the enhancement of bus stops. I've received some communication from constituents about concerns about bus stops as well. I just wonder, I don't know if you answered this question or not, but is that part of our capital budget? Is that in the works over the next year or 2 years to address the bus stop enhancements?
Right now we have, if you look on the slide, it says 23 bus shelters, so at least 23.
Oh, I see.
Now, I don't know if that includes what you're referring to or not, so there may be some that are currently there. They just need to be refurbished, moved, adjusted, changed.
Right.
I mean, but at least we have 23 bus shelters in the budget to be replaced.
Do you know how we select and prioritize those bus shelters?
The 23 bus shelters was a Clean California grant we received from Caltrans. And so those were prioritized. We're actually redoing the prioritization a little bit based on the current condition, ridership. Previously, we didn't have great ridership numbers by stop, but now we do. So those are the main criteria. They're spread throughout the county. Mm-hmm. And then there's 34 shelters also in the rapid bus enhancements line item. And that's on the SoCal corridor and on Main Street in Watsonville. So that's
right.
57. And then Freddie has another 12 in his budget.
Can you send us a list?
69.
Where they all are.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Was referred to today?
So Graham Hill, actually, we're talking with RTC right now to try to get a shelter or a new bus stop there as part of the schools corridor study that RTC has been working on. So that one's actually under discussion.
I have one last question. The hydrogen buses that we're going to acquire, are we planning on wrapping those with the one ride at a time? And if so, is that included in this budget? If not, is it small enough that it can be folded into other?
It's part of the bus purchase price, and it's small enough.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, please.
I think we're just talking about Fare Free goes trying to get all the way to a November 26th date, right? Mm-hmm. And then potentially go past that. Right now, we're talking about going to August 25th. Do we have any visibility to how we could extend the program all the way to the point of a vote? And then if we pass the sales tax, could we continue free fares after that?
I'm working through the numbers to figure it out, but I can tell you based off of. So this is actually a 1 year preview. It's 3.4. So in order to get it all the way through, it's 3.4 plus 4 more months. So you're talking about like 4.4 or something like that. So I had 4.4 on there. You're talking about $8 million. So you go from 3.4 to 8. I got to find that gap as well as a gap for this right here, because this, again, I got to cover another $11 million for phase one, phase two, plus another 4 months, so about $15 million. So I got 11 and 15. So I'm about $25 million gap. And then I have only so much money at the TRSUP funding left, but I do have 5307-2. And then I got to figure out where we fall off at that point. Or if we continue sales tax, it's not an issue. But if I got to pull back, how do I pull back? And we're working through that. There's a gap.
Can you say 4 months?
September through like the end of the year. So these all stop at the end of August, that 1 year, and I was just trying to think, go all the way through, you know, to get it.
End of 25.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about 26.
No, end of 26. So, so this right here goes through, for the free fares, goes all the way through June of 26. I'm sorry. This is 1 year. So this actually goes through August. So I need August through the end of the year. And then for, I'm sorry. Yeah. August. And then August 25. I'm sorry. August of 25. So I got to get through the end of the year and a whole nother year. And then in phase one, phase two, since I'm not showing it there, I'm only showing you this piece. This is only showing you through July. And I got to go through a whole nother, from July all the way through the end of the year. Does that make sense? So this goes through 26.
We're looking at November 26. Does it help you or does it ease your mind? The primary will be June of 26. And I'm out of here, we knew what was happening.
Sooner I know, the better. Because then we can make decisions. Because if we're going down the path, we're going to get it, great. We're all in. If we know we're not going to get it, then we need to make decisions sooner.
Yeah. It'd be nice to know as soon as possible. Yeah. It's interesting that this primary, which I think every one of the bonds and measures passed. It's a positive sign.
You're like, thank God I'm off.
Thank God for the hospital.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Yes, please.
I just want to make sure I understand. On slide 10, looks like it shows that the two years, you're fully funding 1 year of fare free and the full phase one and two.
On slide 10. So fare free is only 1 year and it covers 9 months in FY25 and only 3 months in FY26.
Right. So it's a year of fare free and it's the full expanded service phase one and two. And that leaves $8 million operating surplus each year. And it leaves 5 million or so of sounds like it's maybe some other federal fund. So it doesn't fund the full fares, but it funds the full service increase through June of 2026, leaving operating surpluses in both years and leaving $5 million.
Let's be clear on this operating surplus. So the operating surplus is because we pull money from our funded, which by the way, in 26, we saved some of our FY, our 5307 funding in a pot so that when we got out of all the COVID funds, we would start drawing that money down quickly. We are now actually getting not enough funding from the 5307 in year for what we need. So we're actually drawing from our reserves as well as what we get in year. And that money has to be higher than zero because if you look down at the bottom, do you see where it says bus replacement funds? So that's money that we have to stick in so that we can buy and fix buses. And then the next one down where it says grant matching opportunities, we constantly have to go out and grants. And it's usually like 80-20. So they give us 80, we get 20. So this is our matching opportunities. And then we have reserves that we have to put aside. I mean, there's something like band-aid, like our insurance liability. We actually have to have a reserve that we can't touch.
So the surplus gives you enough to cover those costs for the most part that you just...
Technically, it doesn't. I mean, if you look at the very bottom, you see it's like almost 9 million, but our operating surplus is 7. So we're actually in the hole.
The following year, the surplus is 8.
8 and then 9. So, and then in 26, it reverses back, but like I said, there's flexibility. So we try to match that as much as possible. And if we have a surplus, we put it into our COVID reserve bucket. Or in this case, like where it's the opposite way, we pull the money out of there. And that bucket is going to be used to sustain service as we go forward in the future.
Okay. But so the, I guess maybe I shouldn't have mentioned the surplus. This proposal, this preliminary budget would fully fund free fares for a year and expanded service phase one and two and leave $5 million of
terms. We'll start the funding of phase one and phase two. I mean, this is where this stops. I mean, if we were to say, let's just go for 1 year to June of 2026, then we have enough funding to get there. After that, no, then the dam breaks. I mean, when I talk about just to do phase one, phase two, you're talking about almost $12 million just to fund it. I only have 5. And then if you want free fares beyond just this year, then that's
this two-year cycle you're talking.
Technically, yes.
With the state budget deficit, I don't know how much the concern is that. Could that directly impact us some way or another? And then secondly, I've seen or read about so many transit districts throughout the nation that are in deep financial trouble. I think we're much better off than those. But does the state budget situation concern you at this time? I mean, any kind of funds we've been getting, we're not going to get.
Well, I mean, I worry about it. I know Michael will probably talk about it later, but I know that our TRSA funding, the $32.4 million to keep this stuff running, was changed. So now we only get 50% in the first year, then 25%, and then 25%. And that could be that they could come back and even chop that number. And that is a concern.
Further comments or questions? All right. Thank you. Thank you.